A new jiu-jitsu program geared toward teaching self-defense, conflict resolution, and nonviolent restraint techniques is coming to Orillia. Foundation MMA owner Dan Thomas, a Cape Breton Island native, has lived in Simcoe County for 25 years. He comes from a family who helped operate Ring 73, a boxing gym in Glace Bay. "Boxing was always my family's thing," he explained. "I fell in love with wanting to be a professional boxer, which is why I moved out here when I was 14. Thomas, 44, fell short of his dream due to injuries and becoming a father of four, but he found other ways to exercise his passion for mixed martial arts. Thomas is also the owner of the Muskoka Martial Arts Academy, and is excited to bring the Foundation MMA facility to Orillia. "MMA is a platform for martial artists to express themselves," he explained. "We like having MMA in the name for the attention it brings, but I teach boxing, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and Muay Thai, which makes you a complete martial artist." Thomas says his program teaches children how to defend themselves from bullies. His oldest son, George, 21, started competing in MMA when he was 7. He has never been in outside of his training. "He was never picked on because he was armed," Thomas explained. "I try to arm kids so they never have to defend themselves. When you are armed, prepared and dangerous, nobody ever messes with you." Thomas also teaches first responders how to restrain people and how to keep themselves safe without hurting anyone. The first responders programs has also been a hit among those who work as bouncers at bars. "They are supposed to be protecting people, not slamming them to the ground or punching them," he said. "First responders should be able to protect themselves and the people they are engaging with." Earlier this month, Thomas offered free classes to gauge interest in his services in the area. He says all programs were full and 60 people have since expressed interest in joining his gym. Thomas says he won't try to compete with other gyms in town. Instead, he wants to work closely with them. "If we get enough gyms going in Orillia, we can start getting tournaments going here instead of all of our kids having to travel down to Toronto constantly," he said. The end goal is to build the martial arts community. Foundation MMA doesn't have a permanent location and is therefore not taking registrations. However, an announcement regarding the permanent gym is coming May 1st. Those who are interested in joining Foundation MMA and would like to register once the gym officially opens can find more information here.